That is as comfortable as you can around this very strange man we're going to introduce to now. Yes, he's quite a character. Someone who hates you, one and all. But don't be alarmed. There are plenty of others here just as frightened as you. So do join us, because misery loves company.
Inner Sanctum Mysteries brings you one of radio's best known stars, Mr. Santos Ortega. Tonight, Mr. Ortega appears as Gerald Hagen in Death Has Fallen. Attention, mystery fans. One of the first things a detective looks for is a motive, an all-important reason. What do you think it was that prompted John Gordon to say to his wife,
"If I have to show Aunt May and Uncle Tim around again tomorrow, I'll be a nervous wreck."
Why? You've been looking forward to showing them this side for weeks.
That's right. Put me in the wrong
way. You are. Don't you suppose they can see how grouchy and irritable you become, even with me?
Oh, don't be silly.
I'm not, John. You haven't been your cheerful self for days. Why don't you see if you can get your good disposition back again?
How can I when I feel so logy and sluggish?
Try Carter's little liver pill.
Right. And when you don't feel good, try Carter's little liver pill. They do the work of calomel, but have no calomel in them. For they are simple pills made of vegetable drugs. They work up the flow of one of our most vital digestive juices. When this vital juice flows at the rate of about 2 pints a day, it helps to digest our food and bring back the glorious feeling that goes with regularity. Then most folks feel like happy days are here again. But be sure you get the genuine Carter's little liver pill.
Morning in the backyard of a tenement house on Bailey Street. Mr. Kurtz, one of the tenants, has just rushed downstairs from his apartment in a fury. For the third night in succession, his sleep has been disturbed by a cat howling in the alley.
I'll bet you! You ain't gonna break up my sleep anymore.
That's too bad.
Oh, hello. Didn't expect to find anyone here at this hour. You're Mr. Hagen, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Whom do you intend to kill with that bat?
Do it, plastic cough. I haven't been able to sleep for 3 nights. I'm all worn out.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, Mr. Kurtz. It isn't right to take the life of a defenseless animal.
Defenseless? What about me? My sleep is more important than the miserable life of one of these pets.
Bad luck to kill a cat.
Bad luck, my eye. Oh. I get it. You're a guy who keeps a house full of pets.
I have 3 cats.
I don't care how many pets you have or whose pets they are. I ain't gonna howl anymore in this yard when I'm through with them.
I warn you, Mr. Kurtz, to leave those cats alone. I tell you, it's bad luck to kill any of these beautiful creatures.
Oh, a crackpot. Can't argue with a crackpot. To me, cats are disgusting. Can't even bear to touch them.
Creatures in the world.
Maybe they are to you, but they won't be so beautiful after I get through with them.
You had better go back to sleep and leave the cats alone.
Go back to sleep yourself. Oh, what are you doing up at this hour anyway?
I had a premonition that Apollo was in danger.
Who the devil is Apollo?
Still the great Persian. The fur of the finest texture.
You're nuts, Mr. Hagen. I'm gonna get those cats if it takes all night.
Go back to your apartment, you fool, before it's too late.
There they are.
Go, Mr. Kurtz.
I'll miss them, but I'm gonna get them.
Strike at them again. I warned you.
I won't.
To leave him alone. Kill my cat, would you? My beloved friend. There you are, my beautiful one. Come. Get that button and see that.
the doctor here.
Mrs. Kirsch?
Yes, it is Mrs.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Kirsch, but you'll have to answer a few questions.
My poor Jerry. He's dead.
What was your husband doing in the yard?
I told him not to go downstairs. He wouldn't listen. The cats were driving him crazy. He couldn't sleep.
Does anybody hate your husband? Was he ever threatened?
Hate him? No, he hated my Danny. He never bothered anyone. It was a good, hard-working husband.
You know what time he left the house?
About 2.
And when did you go down to look for him?
3 o'clock. I couldn't understand what kept him. He was lying in the yard on his back. His eyes opened. I screamed. I can't remember anything after that. Oh, Johnny.
Well, that'll be all now. Come on, Sergeant. We'll go through the rest of the house. We're going to investigate every tenant in this building. This isn't a robbery. Wallet was found alongside the body. No thief would stop to empty a wallet. Anyone who committed a murder would get away from the scene as fast as he could. Let's go, Sergeant. We'll start from the first floor and work our way up.
Who's there?
Open up, it's the police.
What's the matter? Is anything wrong?
One of your neighbors, Dan Kirsch, was murdered about an hour ago.
Kirsch murdered? Oh, terrible.
What's your name?
My name's Gerald Hagen.
How come you didn't hear anything?
I was asleep.
You sleep very soundly.
Yes, I do.
Strange that you slept through all this.
Very common. Do you sleep at this hour? It'd be unusual if I weren't.
Where do you sleep, Hagen?
In the bedroom.
A wise guy, eh?
Question was a bit obvious.
That's just a little too cool to suit me. Most anyone would be shocked and horrified being awakened in the middle of the night. Told that a neighbor was murdered.
That's my nature to be excitable. I think it's a good way to be.
I'll take a look at your bed.
By all means.
Rumpled, all right.
What are you doing?
Just feeling it. It's not too warm.
I'm sorry. It's cooled off.
How long were you asleep?
I went to sleep a little before midnight.
And you heard nothing?
No, sir. Nothing at all. I can't hear anything when I'm asleep.
Are you sure you didn't hear a scream?
No, I didn't.
Let's see your hand.
A four.
I said, let's see your hand.
All right. Here they are. Nothing strange or unusual about them.
There's a scratch on your hand. Where did you get it?
If you look closely, you'll see that it's a few days old. I didn't kill Mr. Kirk. I have no reason to kill him or anyone else. I'm a peaceful, law-abiding citizen.
Did you know Mr. Kirsch?
Not very well. I nodded to him whenever I saw him.
Mr. Hagen, do you live alone?
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
All right, Hagen, I guess that's all right now.
Good night, officer. I hope you find a criminal.
We will.
Why don't you look where you're going? You stepped on my cop's tail.
I'm sorry. Oh, wait a minute. And Kirk was killed trying to get rid of the tomcats which have been disturbing his sleep. Your cat might have been one of them.
Very possible.
You love cats, don't you?
Yes, I'm quite fond of them. I have three.
Oh, you have three.
That's right. There are 4 or 5 other families in this tenement to keep cats. I guess there are millions of people who own them as pets. There's nothing strange or queer about keeping pets.
Nothing strange about keeping a pet. But three is something different. I'm going now, but I'll be back. There's nothing I can pin on you, but somehow I feel that you know more than you appear to know. We'll look into this more thoroughly later. Good night.
Also, fight smuggling officer. Beware of my irresistible fury.
It's you, Sheba, my deadly one. You want to be correct, don't you? Being a slave, what could I do but depend upon the hours and times to draw the bond?
Seem to like halfway measures. No. And wise folks who need a laxative don't like halfway measures either, when two-way help is probably needed. That's why they take Carter's little liver pills. The laxative with its dependable two-way action. First, Carter's little liver pills relieve irregularity gently, thoroughly, and efficiently. Second, they wake up the flow of a very important digestive juice, usually within a half hour. This digestive juice is a vital aid in toning up a lazy digestive system and helps most folks enjoy the happy sense of well-being that goes with a normal and proper digestion of food. So next time you need relief from the gloom of irregularity and a slowed-up digestion, don't go after them in a half-hearted way. Ask for Carter's Little Liver Pills, a time-tested laxative that helps in more ways than one. Back to our inner sanctum mystery. You'd like another minute.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, but we can't keep Hagen waiting. He's so impatient, he's liable to do anything.
But don't be afraid. I'm always with you.
It's the following night in the apartment of Mrs. Jetson, a widow living with her son, Robert. She's the next-door neighbor of Hagen. The whole tenement is frightened out of its wits by the murder of Dan Kirst, and Mrs. Jackson is no exception. She's listening to the radio.
Police working on the Kirst murder case are in the law. The murdered man's body was discovered near the spot where the body was found, torn to shreds. Residents of Bailey Street are asked to cooperate with the police by reporting any suspicious character immediately, and to take extra precautions until the criminal is apprehended. The man may be a deranged killer. Now the fortune. The fortune.
Good heavens, the madness. Bobby, come here.
Yes, Mommy.
It's time for you to go to bed, darling. I have a surprise for you. How would you like to sleep in Mommy's chair?
You, Mommy?
Yes, darling. Both of us together. Well, you can have a holiday tomorrow.
Oh, I have to go to school?
No, you can stay home with Mommy all day. Bobby, come here.
Oh, your hand's cold, Mommy.
What's happening in this house now?
Who's there?
Hey. Just got a telephone call that a suspicious-looking child was seen going into this house. Hear anybody walking past your door?
Yes, someone seemed to be in a hurry.
Where'd he go?
Well, it seemed to me as if he were going upstairs. But I'm not sure, but I thought I heard footsteps in the vacant apartment directly above me.
Thank you, ma'am. Which one of them kept back?
This one off.
Hey, take me around, two of you. Miss Lively get hurt. Oh, here you are, Captain. Pretty downstairs if you heard footsteps in the empty apartment. You better take a look.
All right. Keep your gun ready. You don't know who's in there.
You in there? Come on out.
Turn the knob and
keep
the door open with my foot.
Well, there's no one in this room.
Come on, we'll look to the rest of the apartment.
No one here.
Wait. The window's open. Leads to the roof. You go around through the hallway. I'll go through the fire escape. Did you notice anything?
No, but it's super plenty places to hide.
Just a minute. There's something behind that ledge.
Yeah, I hear
something. Come on out of here, shoot. Shoot at the first thing that moves from that ledge.
only a cat. We killed it. Too bad. We can't take any chances with a dangerous killer on the loose. Come on, we'll take another look around.
My cat?
Huh?
What have you done to my cat?
Oh, it's you, Hagen. What are you doing here?
I heard my cat scream. What have you done to him?
Well, we shot him by accident.
Beautiful Apollo. You heartless.
Take it easy, Hagen, and watch your tongue. We didn't mean to kill your cat. We just aren't taking chances with a dangerous killer on the loose.
My poor Apollo. He's dead. I wouldn't let you live. I wouldn't.
Where are you going with that cat?
Leave me alone. You've done your job.
Better call the SPCA or the Department of Sanitation to get rid of that dead animal.
Department of Sanitation? Didn't my cat is just refuse? We got rid of like a pail of garbage? It was a living and beautiful animal. A moment ago, it had a life, a heart, consciousness, feelings, dignity. Its life was as important to it as all I did to you. How dare you call it garbage?
I didn't call it anything.
Let me play it. Take my cat to my room.
You'd better get rid of it fast before it begins to deteriorate.
That's my business.
There is a queer egg, that guy. Queer enough to do anything.
I'm afraid to leave him alone. Tell me, would it be too much trouble, Mr. Hayden, if I asked you to stay with Bobby while I did some shopping?
Well, of course, Mrs. Desmond. That's what you're going
to do. Oh, thank you so
much. Here's the
door. I just got my purse. I won't be more than 15 minutes.
That's all right. No need to worry. There's nothing special to do anyway.
Look at that now.
It
just
comes in. Ah, here you are, my darling Sheba. Been hiding in the hall, haven't you?
Now, you be a good boy, Bobby. Don't you think
be good, Mommy.
So you're having a holiday, are you, Bobby?
Yes, Mr. Higgins. Mommy wants you to stay home.
What's that, you
know? I'm number 184. Get the first dress up and see.
Oh, that's very good. You know any poems?
Yeah, I know. Hickory, Dickory, Dock.
Yes. Oh. Come on, don't be shy. I tell you what, if you recite a poem, I'll recite one off.
You promise?
Yes, I promise.
Hickory dickory dock, the mice ran out the clock. The clock struck one, and down he ran. Hickory dickory dock.
Very good.
Now you recite.
All right. Pussycat, pussycat, where have you been? I went to London to see the Queen. Pussycat, pussycat, what did you there? I frightened a little mouse, I
guess. What? Tell me what.
All right, you know this one. Ding dong bell. Pussy's in the well.
You already recited one about a cat. Now tell me one about a dog.
Would you like cats?
I like dogs best. I wish I had a dog.
That is disgusting.
Well, I like dogs 100 times better than
cats. Keep quiet, you little fool. What do you know about cats? Nothing at all.
Are you laughing, Mr.
Lincoln? I don't like little boys who don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, you're pretty, 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 pretty.
It's all a fail.
Oh, look at that.
I can get up. Put your hands off, you little brat. Just like the rest of your breed, I'll take care of you. You never hurt me more, cat. Torment my cat, will you?
Take your hands off.
Either of you will ever get a hand in my cat again. No one's trying to save you.
Bring it.
Stop there, you. Don't come any nearer.
Got a knife.
Any of you come any closer? Knife in our heart.
Hold off a moment.
Put that knife down, Hagen. You haven't got a chance.
I warn you. Keep away.
You haven't a chance, Hagen. Don't let me close that button. I'll let you feel my fingers around your throat.
If you don't put that knife down immediately, I'm going to shoot your cat.
I'll save you.
All right, boys, get him. There we go. There we go. There we go.
My dog.
Take your
cat.
There we go. You have to
run.
Put
the bracelet on. Get Mr. Jackson's last water. Take it to the bedroom. He's fainted.
All right, sonny, your mother's all right. Take him in with his mother. Oh, we got you at last, Mr. Higgin. I've been keeping a close watch on you for the past 2 days. If you kill Dan Kirsch...
Yes, I killed him. Can I do it again? Did that kill Apollo with a bat? He got what he deserved.
Did you kill anyone else?
Yes. Last year, a fellow by the name of Weaver ran over one of my hats. I got his license number. A week later, I caught him in the hallway of his house. He'll never run over any more cats.
You're a homicidal maniac, Hagen.
A maniac, you say. Because I watch over my cats and keep them from harm? I'm the only one here with even a spark of decency. I understand the nobility of cats. The only true friends I've had. They never deserted me, no matter what happened. That's more than I can say of the human race. My partner cheated me out of my money. My wife and all my friends left me when I lost my wealth. But my cat.
This is my only true friend. Take him into the wagon, boys.
My cat! I feel him all! I feel my cat! My cat! I feel him!
Your friends, too, also. Oh, by the way, You happen to know anyone who's looking for a pet? We have two cats roaming around here who need a good home. Their names? Sheba and Empress. Well, here they are right now. I'll just put your name and address on a slip of paper and slip it under the squeaking door. And if you want the name of a good mystery story, there's the title of this month's Inner Sanctum novel, The Death of a Novelist, by Sally Wood. Friends, during the holidays, when the spirit of giving is in the air, don't forget two ways you can give right now. That means so much. Give to the Red Cross. It means your help as never before. And two, give to Uncle Sam. Give him more power to defend America by buying United States defense bonds and saving stamps. Buy all that you can today and every day. Well, good night. Pleasant.